Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Wednesday. I am Michael Cohen with producer Solomon Martin. Great to have you here tonight. The world's largest fund company, BlackRock, announcing that it's going to now move more of its trading into algorithms and models to pick stocks. We'll find out from one of the world's top experts on this what that means and how different machines are than humans. Also, the author of the new book, The Unholy Trinity, Blocking the Left's Assault on Life, Marriage, and Gender, will be here, Matt Walsh. But let's begin locally here in East Lansing. We've got a new proposal being considered here in Lansing that would limit teachers' influence on school calendars, something that, certainly the teachers' unions aren't fans of, but how would it really affect our schools? Dory Lako with us, acting superintendent of the East Lansing Public Schools. Dory, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, have you been in East Lansing for a while then? Or?
I've only been in the school district here for about 4 years.
Okay.
I was principal at Marble for a couple years, and then I moved up to the central office as curriculum director, and now I'm still holding that role while also as the acting superintendent for the district.
Okay, well, it's acting superintendent, so is the district looking for a permanent superintendent right now?
They aren't now, but eventually they will be. I'm on till right now through January 30th, and the Board of Ed will have to determine in what direction they want to go at that point.
Oh, yeah. Are you considering becoming the permanent superintendent? Or?
I haven't decided yet. You know, I've been in this role for about eight, nine weeks now, and, you know, I'm surely learning a lot, and probably maybe once I'm not taking on both roles, I'll really be able to, you know, analyze and evaluate whether it's a really good fit for me. I really hadn't thought out the position, but I'm definitely honored to be to have been asked to be in this position, and it's a great opportunity for me here.
And Dory Lako is the acting superintendent of the East Lansing Public School. So in terms of this idea of getting teachers out of the school calendar planning system. First of all, what is the influence of teachers now? How do they affect your ability to plan out the calendar?
Oh, yeah, they're collaborative partners in that whole process right now. Currently, the calendar is part of our negotiations with our teachers' union, and in settling a contract, that's part of it. So the teachers provide input to their union representatives who at the table, you know, to negotiate a full contract, which does include both the calendar and the daily schedule.
Now, would you like to be able to set up your calendar up without having to confirm that with teachers?
You know, that might sound nice to some, and it might expedite the process, but we really count on our teachers and our union to give us input from their perspective. In terms of our calendar and what's, you know, good for our students, what's good for our teachers, what's good for our community. So for us, we really value the collaboration and input that our teachers union gives us.
But
for
how complicated is it? I mean, what is it that they're telling you that you couldn't figure out on your own?
Well, in terms of, you know, there's days built into the calendar for professional development days. There's a lot around conferences and exams that we really rely on our teachers to provide us input on. You know, there's different start dates out there. There's some that are pre-Labor Day, some that are post-Labor Day. So there's a lot of, you know, breaks. You know, some of the spring break and, you know, the start date are set by the county, but there are other days that we have off throughout the year or half days based on our building schedules that we really count on the teachers to give us input in terms of, you know, what would work best for our students and our teachers.
So, I mean, how far out are you able to set your calendar up then?
Well, right now we're finishing up our second year on a 3-year contract. So the last contract we settled was a 3-year contract, which included the calendar and schedule for 3 years. So that allows us to really provide parents and all of our community a lot of advance notice on what our calendar will look like in terms of scheduling any trips or family plans.
So if this legislation passes, then, Dory, what is that going to mean? Are you going to proceed without the teacher's input on the calendar?
No, we'd still get the input. You know, we would have the, you know, final say, and it wouldn't be a negotiated issue. So, you know, come a year from now when we have to open, when we have an open contract and need to negotiate again, sometimes the full negotiations of that calendar or of the contract don't allow us to communicate the calendar because we don't have a settled contract. So prior to this contract being settled, we were in a position where our Board of Ed was imposing a contract, and it wasn't announced until each month. So it was a month-to-month calendar, not a board-imposed contract, a calendar that was imposed and announced the prior month, and it was a month-to-month kind of thing, which, you know, wasn't good for our teachers, wasn't good for our community. We didn't get a lot of great feedback on that. So we wouldn't be put in that position, but we still want to be able to, you know,
You want to work with them, I'm guessing, right? It's not two teams versus against each other. Dori Lako with us. She's the acting superintendent of the East Lansing Public Schools. I'm curious because another piece of legislation I just saw that's now moving in the legislature is this idea of allowing school districts to start school before Labor Day. Is that something you think East Lansing would want to have happen?
I think we definitely want to take a look at it. We're, like I said, we're in the going into a third year of our contract. We already have a calendar set with a post-Labor Day start, and we're one of, I believe, two districts in Ingham County that will still be starting after Labor Day this coming fall of 17. So I think it would be something that we would want to take a look at in the future. But, you know, part of this proposed bill is also that no students or teachers would be in session on Mondays or Fridays in August. So how does that work?
So what would that mean exactly?
It means we could start before Labor Day, but we wouldn't be able to have our students in session or have any kind of teacher professional training or development on any Mondays or Fridays.
Maybe a three-day week, that kind of thing? Like Tuesday through Thursday? Okay. And now, is that something that would help the district somehow to be able to start before Labor Day?
You know, we don't get out this year until I think June 15th is our last day for students, which is later than what, you know, a lot of families are used to. In terms of our secondary students, especially at the high school, a lot of our students and families are back for either sports or other extracurricular activities that begin in August. So I think as long as we have the ability to communicate that well in advance to our families, I think it would be something that down the road might be good for the district.
June 15th is late. Would you want to be able to wrap the year up by the end of May even? Or?
You know, typically in the past we've gotten out usually the first week of June, which isn't too bad. You know, it gives us a couple weeks after Memorial Day, which is okay. But yeah, June 15th does feel really late.
It is Dori Lako. She's the acting superintendent of East Lansing Public Schools. And you said this year, what, June 15th is the last day of school this year?
Right.
A lot more to go. Dori Lako here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Dori.
Yes, thank you very much.